inviting you to join the M4 New WG.
Hi, I'm
This is for a hut in the Hudson Monthly Pro. Anything that likes to appease local pro. I'll feast my monthly food the second month from afternoon. GX7FMUGA.org.
WG Underwriting Support by Sortium Health Network, improving access, supporting by Sortium Health Network, improving access, supporting being of the people, rural community. Teen, the health will be celebrated as serving the community. Teen, the health will be celebrated as serving the count. To learn more of Sortium's is the health will be celebrated as serving the count. To learn more of Sortium's is the health will be celebrated as serving the count. To learn more of Sortium's is
noon, everyone.
Back.
But I'm back.
Along with the oneness.
Back.
But I'm back.
Along with the oneness.
Just
going to talk a lie.
Back. But I'm back.
Along with the oneness.
Just
going to talk a lie. Wednesday, July. Well.
Just
going to talk a lie. Wednesday, July. Well.
Or something
weird.
I'm sure that's a message.
Just turned us up a little. July. Well,
or
something weird.
I'm sure that's a message.
Just turned us up a little. It's been a while. The, you know, ding buttons and so.
It's a message.
Just turned us up a little. It's been a while. The, you know, ding buttons and so.
And you're just
you just
shoot.
And
she's tan. Yeah,
thank you.
Kamal John roaming the belt.
What about hot topics?
Very bad at being.
What about Hot Topics?
Started to
about that.
Me?
Oh. I very fine. Bad at word being. And. Started to
about that.
Me?
Oh. I very fine. Bad at word being. And.
Well, for nothing, just for coach.
Very fine. Bad at word being. And.
Well, for nothing, just for coach. Oh, hiding splunk.
And
well, for nothing, just for coach. Oh, hiding splunk. Or doing.
Well, you.
For nothing, just for coach. Oh, hiding splunk. Or doing.
Well, you.
Man.
And.
For nothing, just for coach. Oh, hiding splunk. Or doing.
Well, you.
Man.
And.
So I did both
that experience. I was way.
They were
so I did both
that experience. I was way.
They were
so
already.
I did both
that experience. I was way lit on small land.
They were
so
already.
I did both
that experience. I was way lit on small land.
They were
so
already.
I did both
that experience. I was way lit on small land.
So
already.
I did both
that experience. I was way lit on small land.
S-wanna.
Both that experience. I was way lit on small land.
S-wanna.
Both that experience. I was way lit on small land.
S-wanna.
And a better place. And better and better play since we've had none. And better play since we've had none.
There's this year.
Better play since we've had none.
There's this year. Oh, I thought I'll go play.
Three.
I'm
look.
I'll go play.
Three.
Look.
We've talked about to honor my other. We've talked about to honor my other then I was like forget it.
Beach.
It was 120 wise pair as a rather. I was like forget it.
Beach.
It was 120 wise pair as a rather. I would rather
That was live to play in a cool.
I would rather
That was live to play in a cool.
Paul and I think Mr. WGA. Paul and I think Mr. WGA about me. We have
gets a call. Call
about me. We have
gets a call. Call
not
he
yet.
Ran. That's it's probably Rand.
Burn. I burn.
Oh my god.
That's
it's probably Rand.
Burn. I burn.
Oh my god. This is going in Nate about caller.
How do we take your call?
Nate about caller.
How do we take your
yeah, I forget. It's a little switch.
Move the switch.
Thing
there.
Is all. Yeah, I forget. It's a little switch.
Move the switch.
Thing
there.
Is all.
Hey, I
turn.
Guys.
Hey,
I
turn.
Guys.
Huzzah.
Here.
Let's go further.
Here.
Let's go further.
You did. Well, how are you? Me and Kamal, boy. Not like I didn't tell. Me and Kamal, boy. Not like I just said. I'm calling. Just talking about me. I'm calling. Just talking about me. Think I say.
In the flesh.
Hey, so I'm going to get a whole night mess now.
In the flesh.
Hey, so I'm going to get a whole night mess now.
Oh, oh, good. Okay. Honey, thanks. All
right.
Oh, good. Oh. Honey, thanks.
Okay, I hope we can good.
Honey, thanks.
Okay, I hope we can good. Sure, hear myself. Okay, I hope we can good. Sure, hear myself anymore. There, I saw Kamala just said you were. Myself anymore. There, I saw Kamala just said you were here. Greater picture. Part. Why don't you?
Yes.
Here, greater picture. Part. Why don't you?
Yes. For this neighborhood.
Why don't you?
Yes. For this neighborhood as a this building. For this neighborhood as a this building state. Here at let me. Neighborhood as a this building state here at the, let me pop in
I was go-
this building state here at the, let me pop in
I was go-
state here at the, let me pop in
I was go-
figured out
Yes, and now this has been your first foray into politics in the city of Hudson.
Yes,
first
yes.
ward alderman.
Yes,
how's that going? Any insights from regular Kamal, master of WGXC airwaves, to the political arena? What do you see different from the other side of
things? It's interesting. I really like the representation we have in the first ward with myself, Rob, who's I know regular on your show. I think
he
we
regular.
Make up a good team. I'm really like have a lot of respect for him. He's a numbers guy. I'm more of a like people person. So like, it's easy to bounce ideals off each other
yeah.
and coincide that way too.
Oh, here comes the mail.
And it's just interesting.
Oh, he didn't come in.
Maybe
sorry.
We should pull them in, too.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, mailman.
Mail person. Yeah, no, the mailman. You guys do, like, a show, like, on Disney. Where, like,
oh, we see it all.
The mail guy comes in.
It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse. Like, I'm looking for Cherry. I love Cherry. You sit in the chair.
It's mail time.
Sir Bob, or whatever his name was.
Politics is interesting, isn't
yeah,
it, Mom? So but you're enjoying it?
I would say enjoying it, but it's a great learning experience, and I think I'm in the right place right now. We're getting a lot done.
Awesome. Well, do you know anything about the real ID?
I don't, but I hear we have an expert.
Yeah. Well, our guest today, our featured guest, is the one and only Holly Tanner, Columbia County Clerk.
Who dressed for the part.
And she is dressed for the part. And she's going to be speaking about the real ID now. Ms.
So, yeah,
Tanner.
Real ID. So, thank you, Justin, for having me on your show.
Of course.
I appreciate it. You're in Kamal's show. It could be your guy's show today.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And yes, Vern, I know you're friends, but he's here with us right now.
Now, what is the real ID? What's the need for the real ID? And
so
where are we?
Here it goes. So you might have been hearing more about Real ID. New York State DMV did a press junket last week. the end of last week, Friday, and there were reporters, news stations covering this at the airports and stuff. So essentially what Real ID is, the federal government, after 9/11, took several different steps to protect the citizenry. And as we all know, and I do have to say, one of the reasons I missed one of the shows was I was at my clerks conference in New York City, and part of our after hours events were we got to tour the 9/11 museum. Mm-hmm. And I highly recommend, it's horrible. It's mind blowing. It's like speechless. You're speechless. You're actually in the bowels of the actual buildings.
Is that called the Oculus?
No, the Oculus is next door. That's which next is awesome. Okay. The Oculus is very, very cool. No, the museum is in the basement in the underbelly of the actual World Trade Center buildings. So you know the reflecting pools?
Yeah.
You're under the reflecting pools.
Okay.
And you can see like there's a sludge wall, which is what was built when they put up the World Trade Center to keep the Hudson River from coming into the basement.
Yeah.
So that's there. It's this massive concrete.
People say the emotion there
you
is just overwhelming.
You can see the outline of the buildings, the footings.
Yeah.
They're there. They're visible. They have been. It's like so overwhelming, emotional. Like I was crying like a baby. Very well done. And I recommend, I think it should be mandatory. I think people should have to see it to, again, relive. We should never forget the awful events of that day. Born of that tragedy because the terrorists who hijacked the planes had two or three of them had New York licenses, which is how they gained access to the airplane, because you had to show an ID to get on a plane. So the first part of that came out of it. We call it Whittier, but it's the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. So now to get into Canada or cross a border by land or sea, you had to have a new form of identification. New York answered that call with the enhanced license.
Right.
But also as part of that is the Homeland Security Act was there was one deadline of October of 2018. New York didn't meet that deadline because we had the enhanced license. By October 2020,
yes,
any U.S. citizen or eligible person who needs to fly domestically, you have to have a real ID, an enhanced license, or some other form of federally approved documentation to prove who you are.
Like a passport.
Like a passport.
But there's also a website that they can go to get the whole checklist someplace.
Yes, so the big brouhaha over real ID is the federal government is requiring, they're the ones who made these rules. And that's something that is important for people to understand because it has caused a lot of consternation in the office. Because people don't go to the website or they don't know, they think it's us making these rules,
right,
or even the state making the rules, and it's not. It's a federal government, Department of Homeland Security that established these rules. And one of the rules that they establish is that everyone has to re-credential who they are. So that means you need to bring your birth certificate, your Social Security card, two proofs of residency, depending on what license you're trying to get. And then there's one other thing.
I have it here somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, and you'll have to actually go into the DMV office to get your real ID.
You have to come into the office, a local office, that's correct, to get your real ID or your enhanced license.
Okay.
It does require a new photo, and all of those documents that you bring in are scanned into the system. They're scanned into the state system, and they're reviewed by federal authorities potentially at some point. That's one of the big issues and concerns is that...
If that's breached, all that information is in one place.
Security is a concern, but it's also a concern that because it's, again, it's federal government, if they audit the state, they have the authority to declare our licenses not valid if we don't meet the requirements, which you can imagine would be a nightmare. So,
yes.
The biggest thing with Real ID is again, you're proving who you are. They were not very clear in the beginning offerings. You get this little slip of paper in your license renewal form. It's free. Real ID is free,
yep,
unless you do it off cycle. For married people, which could be men or women, if you've changed your last name on your license, your current license that you have now, obviously it doesn't match the name that's on your birth certificate, right?
Right.
Right. So you have to bring your marriage license. That's very, very important. I can't stress that enough. If you've married and you've changed your name, even though, and this is a sticking point with me, and I've had discussions with people at the federal level, even though your Social Security card already has your married name on it, most likely, 99%, I'd say, maybe 95, already has your name changed, which you did by going to a Social Security office, which is a federal office,
right,
showing your marriage license. But they don't take that. They want to see the marriage license itself. Wow. If you've been married, divorced, married, got to bring married, divorced, married. You have to show the whole continuity of the name, of why your name is different than your birth certificate.
So
it's extremely troublesome. Go ahead.
Everyone, even if you have a license already, you still have to bring all this
Absolutely.
Paperwork?
Absolutely. Even if you have if you're currently licensed. And if you are currently licensed or you have an ID, that's one of the points that you have to bring in to show. And that also does work for residency, for proof of where you live, unless you have a P.O. box, mm-hmm. which is also troubling for people because a lot of people do use a P.O. box. They don't get, you know, and we're in rural areas, or a lot of times, you know, in Hudson, there's not mail delivery,
yeah.
except for the church, apparently. A lot of people have, you know, they have post office boxes, mm-hmm. but you don't live in your post office. You live at your house. So
is there a timeline?
October 2020.
But New York State DMV has begun issuing real ID licenses.
We've started actually issuing the real ID licenses last fall. It was a slow rollout. They did not do a lot of marketing.
Right.
Or press on it because they didn't want our offices to be inundated with... If you come into a DMV office now, and this is fair warning, we get you through as quickly and efficiently as possible, but...
There's a learning curve on your end,
Well,
too,
and the scanning takes a while because, again, we have to review the documents. We're almost becoming like federal agents. Like, this, you know, why does this name not match this name? What do you mean? You know, and there's a lot of things that the state, and I say this is why people have a hard time with government, because government, as Kamal is maybe finding out, is not very logical at times. Right? It's not logical. Yeah. It's not logical. There's no logic
That's
to it.
That's the best way to put it.
So, and it's frustrating to average people who just want to, you know, I've got to fly out to California mm-hmm. to visit my dying mother. What do you mean I have to have my marriage license? I've been married for 40 years.
Yeah.
I don't know where my marriage license is.
So how much more information is a regular DMV worker responsible for now in scanning? It's
a lot
more.
Yeah, it is. It's quite a lot. And it takes time. So if someone's coming in and doing an enhanced license, you know, their documents all have to be gone through. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're not right. Maybe they got to run upstairs to real property to get something. Then they come back down.
And not a lot of states have the enhanced license. I think there was only 4 states that I read. Is that right?
That is true. And that was very odd of New York State. Clerks were not part of that decision. That was handled at the state DMV level to go with the enhanced license first, which was real ID compliant, which is why we were okay with that October 2018 deadline.
So do you think eventually down the road the enhanced is going to be phased out?
No.
So still only 4 states are going to have enhanced
Or real ID.
Now, if somebody, by the time 2020 rolls around, and you just have a regular standard license like mm-hmm. we have in our wallets right now.
Right.
If you don't want to go ahead and get the real ID, you don't have to.
That's true.
But you cannot fly unless you have a passport.
Or some other form of federally approved documentation.
And you can have a passport card, which is different than a passport book.
Correct.
But a passport card only lets you travel domestically. You can't leave the country. Is
correct.
That right?
Wow. That's correct.
There's so many, like, I just want there to be one card that lets me go and buy beer, and lets me vote, and lets me travel.
Right, yeah. No. And so, yeah, so right now, New York State actually has 4 different license types. So we have... the license that you guys probably have and I have in my wallet right now.
Class D,
which is
standard.
Just the regular license from years ago.
Yeah.
We're now issuing something. So the standard license now, which is only good for driving or buying alcohol, is now called not for federal purposes. So it has a tag
It'll
on it
stamp
that says
right on there,
not
yeah.
for federal purposes. Then there's the real ID, which...
I think
that one
flag.
Has the flag or the star.
Yeah.
One of them has a flag,
yeah,
one of them has a star.
I have that here
and then,
too.
Or the enhanced license... which again, we call the enhanced license the golden ticket. The enhanced license is an extra $30 no matter when you do it.
The enhanced has the flag.
Yes.
Okay. The real ID has the star. And then you're going to have the standard that will say not for federal purposes.
Not for federal purposes, right. So four different, eventually the four will be phased out and we'll only have three different license types. But we will have three different license types in New York State, which again does get very confusing. Honestly, it is actually, and this is another sticking point with me that I've argued with the state and with some federal people about, is it's much easier to get a passport. It's more expensive. It's $125 to get a passport plus the processing fee and pictures. So it's more expensive. But passport, you can waltz into my office and with your original birth certificate and photo ID, unless you're a minor, and then you have your parents.
And the passport really covers everything.
Passport, you can go to Dubai. You can go anywhere in the world with passport.
And it counts as an ID. It is real ID compliant.
Yes.
So really, that's the ultimate one to have, is the passport book.
A lot of people don't like to carry that, though. That's the one thing with the passport, is because it's a book.
Yeah.
So to carry it, you know, a lot of people say that. And then if you lose it, it can be an issue because your identity, of course, can be stolen. So that's one of the reasons why people kind of do say, but more and more people we find are opting for the passport because it is easier to obtain. You don't have to prove residency. You don't have to prove.
Do you think that'll change?
Marriage.
Seems like everything's changing.
You can write your name. You know, you can on your passport. It can be a nickname. It's crazy. Does
How
not
do you
make
keep track of all
any
this, Holly Tanner?
Sense. I dream about it at night. Last night I was dreaming about files. Actually, I have to tell you the story about my dream
last night.
The file cabinet was like a rock tower, and we had to climb up it with files. And
that's my daily life down in records. You don't know. I mean, like,
so yeah, it's hard to keep track of it all, and it is. It's a lot of extra work, but you know, unfortunately, this is the world that we live in. But again, to me, it seems like, you know, sometimes decisions are made at one level. And then how it filters down, though, to average people, government sometimes doesn't get the go-between.
And there's a lot of people that have a problem with this. It's the privacy issue of the federal government having all your information in one spot. And then the possibility of all of that information that they don't have right now in one spot being compromised. So I mean, it's a good thing because it's to me, I can see both sides. It was created after 9/11 so that it's going to cut down on fake IDs. We're gonna have an enhanced, like a coding on there, right?
Yes.
Some sort of hologram that can't be duplicated.
Supposedly.
So yeah, for security. Yeah. Do you have that at your DMV yet?
No.
You always have somebody in the back etching on a hologram. It's like, that's why I never see Sue. But then again,
dear,
you have the people that are like, oh, geez, you know, I don't feel comfortable with this. It should be a separation. It's a state's responsibility to issue it.
Right.
And now the federal government's getting involved. So
Right. The federal government actually got involved in a number of different, we call it now a federally issued document, is a CDL, a commercial driver's license, is now a federal document. They established a lot of new rules and regulations after some of the events that have been going on around the world with, you know, overweight trucks being driven into crowds with bombs in them. So there are a lot of steps that are being taken in the name of safety,
mm-hmm.
You know, which is a good thing, ultimately. But it does lead to a lot of consternation and you know, gnashing of teeth to try and get through the process. It's a different world. It really is.
Yeah.
Very different world than what we even grew up in.
What do you think, Kamal Johnson? What do you think? Are you going to stick with your standard license till 2020? Or are you going to jump on and get the real ID quick? Or
get a passport? I'm not sure, but I'm glad I don't work at the DMV. I just feel like it's going to be chaos with just a lot of people trying to do this all at once. And I wouldn't want to be customer service when people can't find documents. And
well, like you said, they have been rolling this out in phases.
Actually,
like
we should give
four.
The website, but do you have it's prove your ID is the last part of it, but I can never remember the beginning.
While I look for that, go on.
I got nervous just listening to all this because I'm like, do I know where my birth certificate is?
Well, I got nervous because she's my boss and I didn't want to say the wrong thing.
Oh, you're fine.
But then again, I never say the wrong thing.
No, you don't. I got to put my glasses on to try and find the website.
I just hate gathering up information and documents and stuff like that to bring it. Because
well, it is, and then it's again, it's, you know, there's always the stigma anyway with DMV of, you know, do I have the right stuff? And to not have the right stuff, it gets frustrating.
That stigma of being in line for hours.
Yes.
I mean, in every TV show, like
yes, yeah. You're in there for a long time. We try not to. You know, we're doing different things. Unfortunately, we're a little short-staffed right now too. We've only filled one of the positions, the vacancies that we have. So there's that issue as well. But all the offices across the state are experiencing the same groundswell, and it's more of just a. Unfortunately, because we had to explain to people, you know, this is right, this is not right. You know, in a lot of the rural areas, Columbia County, like people who live in the town of Gallatin doesn't have a post office.
Yeah.
So their mailing address is Red Hook, which is Dutchess County. So to find something, two proofs of residency that have your physical address on it, it can be difficult for people. And, you know, so I email the state constantly with, I'm co-chair of the state DMV committee, so I have very good relationship and good rapport with the state powers to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do try to assist customers as much as I can. And I do ask a lot of questions like, why won't you accept a Social Security card for proof of name change? It's a federally issued document.
Well, I know we have already given a lot of information about this, and there's a lot more. And for people that haven't had their pencil and paper out, you can go to the Department of Homeland Security website, which is www.dhs.gov, for more information on Real ID.
Right.
And I think you were talking about
the state has one here. I have it. So it's www.dmv.ny.gov/proveID. PROVEID. And that is an excellent resource. I have to give the state credit for that. It's actually it's almost like a Survey Monkey. So you go there
too,
and you, you know, you pick what you want to do and then you hit next. And then, you know, it shows you all the documents that you can choose from. So if you have like a W-2 instead of your Social Security card, and then it shows you what it looks like, and it tells you it brings you to the next screen. So prove this now, prove that now, prove this now. So it's an excellent resource. It does reference the whole marriage issue or name change. You know, even if you've had some people choose to legally change their name through the court system, which is an option in New York State. If you've legally changed your name, you also have to have that documentation as well. So it would be different than your birth certificate.
How does this work in cases of gay marriage? Because there are certain states that recognize gay marriage and certain states that don't. How does it tie in?
I have no idea. Thankfully, I'm very happy New York State recognizes gay marriage, because then we don't have to deal with this issue. Because I honestly don't know how those
states
are handling.
That's
going to
be a whole tricky ball of wax.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because how do you prove your name change if you can't get married?
Exactly.
Yeah. Although, do a lot of gay men change their names? I mean, I don't know if we see it that much. Or do you tend to more keep your own names?
Yeah, I think I would probably hyphenate mine.
Okay. So then it would just have to be very clear on your marriage license how you do it. And that happens with, you know, every couple, because some, you know, men and women choose to hyphenate names.
Yeah.
Women choose to do that. So it has to be very spelled out on the marriage license that's what you're doing.
And I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to go after Trump for this, but we will say that this started in 2005 during the Bush administration.
It's
been like pushed back. And
actually, it was odd, like you had mentioned before, about the delay and why New York State chose to go this enhanced route instead of, some states have been doing Real ID for years. I think it actually might have been 2012 when it first started rolling out. New York State waited for some reason, and we don't really know the reasons why the governor chose not to act on Real ID, whether we thought it was going to go away or rules were going to be changed or they would accept the enhanced license. But New York State actually had to provide a plan to the federal government, and it really went down during the last election cycle, when President Obama, you know, wasn't running again. So his administration really wasn't acting on anything, and it had to wait for the new president, their administration, to act on it. So they accepted New York State's plan, which is great. But, you know, whether or not you agree with the plan is a whole different story, because the plan is three licenses.
And they're still not Not all of our states. How many states are there now? 51, 52? How many states do we have? I don't even know.
50?
We used to have 50. Don't we have more than 50?
No.
I think it's 50.
We have some territories. Puerto Rico's territory.
I'm so stupid. Okay. I'm sorry, listeners.
Right. Go ahead.
I don't know how many states we have. You know, I don't think about it anymore. It's not like we're in fifth grade and you're constantly being reminded. So much happens. I don't know why. I thought maybe a new state just slipped in somewhere.
Nope. Still the
but
same
anyway.
Thing. It's okay.
About half the states... in our big United States of America, are compliant with the Real
yes.
ID, but there's still half the states that have filed extensions.
Right. New York was one of those.
Through
yes.
2020,
right.
when you have to either S or get off the pot.
That's right. Because your citizens won't be able to fly domestically if they don't have
right.
this federally approved
And
document.
I think Minnesota was the one
really?
State that I read that was saying no. They were like, no, we're not doing this. And then they changed their mind.
Oh, okay.
And now they are because they started really getting all the information. So
yeah.
they tried, but they didn't. And I think American Samoa is the only one that nobody can fly to and nobody can fly out of.
Oh, good.
I guess that's a territory of the United
territory,
States somewhere.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
American Samoa. So nobody's going to be going there. We're not going to see any American Samoans until they change their minds. Because right now they're the only ones
they
that are
they don't want to comply?
Nope. They don't.
Huh.
They're not about it.
They're rebels, huh? They're not about it. We're not about that.
Well,
rebels.
This might be a good time to go to a break.
I think that's a place, though, that you wouldn't mind being stuck at, right? American Samoa? It's quite tropical.
I mean,
tropical.
I like Samoas. They're Girl Scout
break.
Cookies.
We're going to look for that extra state.
We'll be back. Stay tuned with our newest state.
With more information.
All right.
We have Minnesota
well,
on the line.
Thanks for hanging in, folks. This is Something to Talk About with Holly and Justin and our special guest host, Kamal Johnson. Thank you for being here, honey. Are you staying? You gonna stay
for a little bit longer?
Oh, good. All right,
yeah,
cool. Well,
minutes,
we're gonna play a fun song. Justin picked a song.
I couldn't find anything that really related to your identity or licenses.
Picked, like, isn't there like a Cheech and Chong song about being a refugee or something? I don't know.
I don't know. This is the best one I came up with.
It's the car wash song,
well,
which
car,
is very.
You
perfect.
Need a license to drive a car, so that's what.
All right, so I'm gonna turn this
the
on,
car wash.
And then I'm gonna turn this on, and I'm gonna turn it up, and we'll be back. This is 90.7 FM WGXC.
Never seem to stop coming.
And that was eventually the song Car Wash.
Yeah.
Song.
I got to get mine washed.
Technical. I had mine washed. I had mine detailed. I guess I probably can't say by who unless he becomes a sponsor. But he did an excellent job.
We saw it on Facebook.
You'd never know now that my car was detailed, at least on the outside. But so that was the Car Wash song. We are back. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the shout out on the Drive Time page there, Vern Cross. We love you.
Yes.
We're having fun with your guy, Kamal, here.
Yes.
With me and Justin on 90.7 FM WGXC, and we've been talking Real ID. Is there more? Justin is the research god because he's got all sorts of documents and papers and pages. And
well,
what else did you need to know?
Well, Real ID will allow you to go into a government building,
right?
And
yes, that is one of the caveats of.
I mean, it's like that's not something I do on a daily basis.
So, yeah. So, to clarify, that doesn't mean like post office, which is a federal building,
because
it's a federal, U.S. Postal Service is a federal agency, but doesn't mean to get into the post office now you have to have a real ID. But what that's referring to is specifically
like Senate
in Washington, if you want to. And
Capitol Hill.
This has actually been true for a while that you've had to have extra documentation to get into Capitol Hill, exactly. So
also nuclear power plants, because that's really my normal Saturday, just heading over to the nuclear power
plant.
It's on
my bucket list, yeah, so checking, make sure everything's
okay.
That's
why I have to get my real ID, so I can still do that.
Right.
It's like, I don't know.
Honey, we can't go to the power plant this weekend.
Darn it. We're just going to have our brunch somewhere else.
I would love to see you do weather with Weaver from the power plant.
Oh, no. We're daring him now. And then he gets carted off.
Yeah, I have three heads and
I have to arrest.
There was one episode where I didn't know if you made it or not.
I have to bail him out.
I dropped my phone in the snow.
Gosh. Yeah, the FBI or the Secret Service comes takes you away because you're videotaping at the power plant. What are you doing?
Now, okay. So for the people that are concerned, they're worried that Homeland Security is going to be, because now, of course, like I said, the clerks or the people that work at the clerk's office are going to have to scan all this additional information. It's all going to be one spot. So people that are concerned about that, they're worried that the federal government is trying to build a national database with all of our information. But that's not really, they're saying, no, that's not really the case.
Who's what is this?
That's from the Department of Homeland Security.
Wow.
So.
You know more up on that.
Look at her.
That's
that
good.
She's like, let me check your
where'd
sources.
You get that from? Yeah, no.
It's
ultimately that's not the goal.
Yeah,
but
what they say, it's more of a national set of standards, not a national identification card. Which really,
really is
semantics to me.
Yeah.
And they say the purpose of the Real ID is to make our identity documents more consistent and secure. But it is a database. So it's like they're shying away from that word database because we know that databases can crash or, you know, jeopardize information. So it's a lot of.
Now, the information is not, unless that document is telling me something different. To my understanding as clerk, the stuff that we scan goes to the state, not to the federal government. It's housed in a state database. Sorry, it's a bad word, but not the federal government. But the federal government can come in and audit.
Correct.
To make sure that nothing untoward is going on, that we're not giving out real IDs to people who shouldn't have them.
Right. And they the federal government is saying that it's really an opt-in thing with states, but if you don't, then this happens. So really, it's just the way everything's worded, that the states don't have to comply, but if they don't, then they can't do this and they can't do that. So really, they're kind of in a way pushing people to get the real ID and making it such that once you do, all of your information's in one spot. So that's where the people that are concerned are coming from. What else?
I will say, so yeah, it can be quite hectic at the DMV, and what you were saying about customer service before, Kamal, is, you know, I have regular staff meetings anyway, monthly staff meetings with my staff, and customer service is hugely important to me, and I do talk about it because it can get very contentious at DMV even without all of this real ID stuff, because in New York State, there's a law about, you know, you have to have continuous insurance if your car is registered. And sometimes mm-hmm. people get upset about that. Or if you know, titles are voided if there's any stray or errant marks. Yeah. And that can get upsetting to people. So you add on this to it and potentially having waited in line for a while. Mm-hmm. So we did just talk about, you know, even if you have a person who's just leaving who it was a bad experience or, you know, they were upset, you know, the next person coming in line, that's a whole new experience. And so,
a fresh start.
But my staff, I have to say, they're very good about explaining to people and talking to people and being friendly. And even if the news is bad, you know, we say it friendly and, you know, very sorry, but this is, you know, and we try to direct people to where they need to go to get mm-hmm. the information they need. That being said, holiday weeks are always crazy. So just keep that in mind. Last week was a madhouse.
Yeah.
Mondays are usually busier than Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Thursdays are usually busier. We're open late on Thursdays until 6:30. 7 o'clock is the actual close time, but you should be in doing your business before right around 6:30. And then Fridays are typically busy because people like to get their stuff done before the weekend because we do have other business that we're conducting. So the other really busy times that if you can avoid first thing in the morning, 9 a.m., we have people crashing the gates. It's like the mm-hmm. fire sale at Walmart. Noontime, the lunch hour is also can be busy because everyone's on lunch and they want to come in and do their business. So, you know, if you can come before 11 or after 2 to come in and do your business, those are typically the better hours. But it also goes, you know, it's very random at times where it can be busy and we have no idea why. So just those little tidbits.
I have no other information.
Right. Well, don't be scared. I would say to people, it's not anything bad. It is an attempt to keep Americans safer and prevent 9/11 from happening again. I also think perhaps, you know, and hopefully these flight schools now who teach people how to fly airplanes, they make sure that everyone wants to know how to land the plane because that was a common thing being said is that the terrorists, when they took their flight training, they were not as interested in learning how to land the plane. So
that's scary.
They actually had at the museum pictures of some of the flight school attendees with like and there was one of the terrorists in with these other normal people, and it was like, oh
wow,
it's really quite crazy. It's still kind of surreal, but I have to say, and the new One World Trade Center is amazing. They did a really nice job with that too. So
okay, so as I'm reading through here,
this
does affect immigration and immigration policy. So there's a lot of illegal and legal immigrants in this country right now who are unable to prove their legal status or social security number. So
there is a mechanism in New York State at any rate, and especially in regards to there are some people who are here in this country for any number of reasons legally who aren't eligible for social security number, but that does not prevent you from getting one of these. Now, one of them, you have to be a citizen or and one of them. So there's two differences. I don't know if you have it in your documentation there, Justin. I don't want to say the wrong one, but you can from Social Security go to the office and get something. It's called an ineligibility letter. And if you have that letter, you are eligible. I think it's a real ID that you can get without being a citizen.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So you can go to Social Security and get something called an ineligibility letter. And then you bring that to the DMV office along with your other documentation. There's also, there are specifics about, you know, just because you're not a citizen doesn't mean you can't get a real ID. But you do have to have your documentation because, again, that kind of points to the whole issue with what happened on 9/11. Citizens from another country
right.
who came here to do naughty things.
I also read something.
Evil, naughty things.
That was along those lines, the Real ID is going to be able to pinpoint people that have had any kind of terroristic activity or things of that nature. But then I read something where if a child was forced into some sort of military or terror cell against their will, and they're trying to escape and come over here for asylum, that could affect them getting a real ID?
have no idea. We haven't had one of them in my office, but if there are anybody out there.
It just got dark.
I know. Like, wow. If anyone out there is in that kind of situation, come see me and I will help you with your real ID. Because certainly if you've suffered that kind of trauma.
I did just read also. Just
where are you getting this from?
That Mars has been...
Bet you can use your passport to get to Mars. Well, but not your real ID.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. It's been habitable for years, and we're just now realizing it. So if we actually start going up there, like, how does a real ID affect that in those trips?
Yeah, I'm going to assume, well, because real ID is domestic only. So unless the United States declares... Mars to be ours.
51st state.
There it is. There's Mars. Our 51st state.
Oh.
Mars.
Oh, see, I got all excited. I'm like, yeah, there are 51. I'm going to Google this. How
it's
many 50 states.
States.
Are
yeah, it's 50 states.
Are
oh
you
my God.
Sure? Yes.
Rob Bouillon, will you please? Or no, who's our fact checker?
Why don't I
Trixie?
Know this?
Trixie.
It's 50.
It's 50.
I have a degree in history.
It's 50.
Let me see. How many states in the United States? Hold on.
Oh, my Lord.
There are still 50.
Yes.
Really?
There are 51. Yeah.
Yes, so says Holly and Kamal. Mm-hmm. But we found the 51st state. It's going to be Mars.
It's going to be Mars.
Oh, you know where I got confused? Because many lists include D.C. and Puerto Rico, which makes for 52.
Yeah.
But they're really not states.
I know.
Because
I don't know.
D.C. is the district.
I'm trying to get
Florida.
Myself out of it.
Out of trouble, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know about this other thing that you're talking about, but again, I've never had that situation,
okay.
So I'm really not sure, and wouldn't want to speak to that horrible sounding situation. So,
what about local stuff? What's going on locally? There's been some things in the news.
So let me just finish. If you have any real ID questions, listeners, or and just in general, you know, feel free. You can find me on Facebook, call the office, send me an email. You know how to find me.
518-828-3330 also.
Or 3330, that's correct. Our call volume has increased dramatically. I would offer to listeners, don't go digital with your business phone lines because it's horrendous. Because the phone is never busy. It's Jack. He wants to jump in on the show, too. Email holly.tanner@columbiacountyny.com or on Facebook, Holly Tanner, Holly Tanner County Clerk, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions. Go to that website again, the DMV website, prove your ID. If you just Google Real ID New York State, it should come up. So.
That's how I got all this information.
So local news. But thank you, Justin. That was an excellent interview.
Yeah. So we have lots going on in our city. Kamal, maybe you want to talk about, there's been lots of things on Facebook regarding the SWAT teams coming in. What's your stance on that? Where do you think, I don't know if you want to speak on behalf of the community, but at least your stance, do you think that's necessary? It's really made a lot of people uneasy, and what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I try to be right in the middle, and if you attended the meeting, I want to say it was either last week or 2 weeks ago. You'll kind of see like where I'm at, where I care about the safety of the officers that you know, reside over our community, and I get the need for SWAT. Where things get a little murky is when it's shared services and we have other police agencies that come in to assist. How they treat some of our residents that live in the community. And I know that part of that discussion, there were people there that were upset at a young man who officers allegedly screamed at him, threw him to the floor, and he was a young 15-year-old kid. And, you know, no one deserves that, no matter what your parents may or may not be doing or what happens. Like, you know, the youth shouldn't be subject to that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I stood. I saw like the need for stuff. If you watch the meeting on YouTube, I know Daniel Dell put it up, and you can see, you know, the chief brought out about 50-60 weapons that have been taken by HPD over the years to kind of show that, you know, their job is dangerous, which it is. I felt like that was a little bit of a publicity stunt, which, you know, I also said to the chief, but, you know, they do have a very dangerous job. So for me, it's about meeting in the middle and us using SWAT for extreme circumstances. And using it where there's going to be a direct threat of violence against officers.
Do you think there is a direct threat against officers?
And how would you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't, you can't really tell, but if we're doing, and you know, these officers are doing their due diligence and doing hours and hours of surveillance, and you know, they should have an ideal. So, I'm not a law enforcement officer, so you know, I trust their judgment, but at the same time, I feel like the police need to have a more community approach to know their community, and a lot of them do not live here, so you know, they need to be involved in the community more to actually care more about the people that they're protecting and serving. When you know someone by name, like if you're going to tell some kids the park is closed and you know you want them to leave, it's easier when you can say by name, hey Johnny, yeah, you guys go on and get out of here, then you kids, park's closed, get out, you know. It's a lot different when you have a relationship, and I think that's where it stands. You know, I'm never going to say that they're not in harm because you never know.
You don't know.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people comment on both sides of the coin with this, and, you know, with all the recent deaths that we've had in Hudson, all the killings and the shootings and things of that nature, and a lot of them have been drug-related.
Allegedly.
but it just seems like you can know your community so much, and then you have somebody that's not from around here that comes in and they're trying to collect their money, and then they shoot somebody. It's like when that starts happening repeatedly from an officer, you know, from their point of view, they might want to just go in fully armored just in case. Mm-hmm. What do you
there was just a state trooper who was killed in the line of duty, and he was responding to a domestic violence incident. Mm-hmm. So it does happen. You never know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I understand your point of what you're saying, Kamal, of you know, being in the community. I was actually a little surprised to learn that to be HPD, you don't have to live in Hudson. So
yeah,
that was a bit of a surprise. But well, and I guess it's probably a number of issues, you know, but just for the fact, you know, you're right in what you're saying too, you know, if it's, and I don't know, you know, allegedly drug use, but let's be honest, there's a drug problem all over Columbia County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not just Hudson, it's all over Columbia County. There's a huge drug issue, and drugs is a business. It's not, you know, somebody might just be, you know, recreationally smoking pot, but when you're talking about the heavier stuff, there's a business end to that. It's big money. Mm-hmm. That's why it's a business. And so that can get pretty serious, and I don't blame the police for wanting to be fully protected. But, you know, Kamal, I was going to ask you, I think your approach is reasonable and it sounds good. And do you think it's more effective to have these conversations with the police one-on-one as opposed to, you know, social media kind of aspect of it, where it's like this attack? I think it was viewed as an attack, which is why maybe they came back with their, you know, look at all these guns we took.
And, you know, I tried to give this off in my demeanor in the meeting was that being an officer is a choice. It's a job. So you can be critiqued without feeling like if I critique you, I hate police. And
that's a good distinction to make because a lot of people.
Yeah. And that's what was kind of aggravating to me about the meeting and having these meetings public. I like the fact that everybody gets to say their piece, but I felt like there was a sort of fear in the room where anyone who had a critique had to stand up and say, hey, I love the police. You guys are doing a great job. Mm-hmm. But, and then they would say their piece. And then the next person would stand up. Hey, I really like the police. You guys are doing a great job. But, and I think you should be able to have that conversation without having to give a disclaimer. Like if you are having a conversation with your spouse, you're going to be like, hey, I think you make a great tuna salad, but
I'm tired of it.
Really?
Yeah, because if you don't have that disclaimer, then she's going to put something in your tuna salad next time. So you want to make sure that she delivers.
Like, and that's an interesting point. But
I
it could
have
be
real conversations where, like, you know, these critiques turn into something that, like, we're here to protect and serve, so we're also here to listen. Right. And that's, you know, they have to have that customer service aspect.
But I think that's
actually
kind of good on behalf of residents to say that, because I think there might have been the perception initially that it was an attack against the police, because they're we are counting down from we have 30 seconds left. That's right. So, well, we appreciate your input on that, Kamal. Maybe we'll have to have you back to talk about it more. Justin and I have talked about having some
And maybe we got some new programs people. Coming
oh, that's
up,
good.
Working with the chief and working with Sheriff
Butler. Oh, good.
So I'm very excited.
And you have a show today good. From 4
yes.
till 6.
Who do you
have?
Drive time.
Tune in. We have a slew of guests.
Okay. So
awesome.
We'll be surprised. 4 to 6 right here on WGNC 90.7.
Thanks for listening,
welcome
everyone.
Back, Holly. You
Thank
look gorgeous.
You, honey. Love you all.